You're listening to a sport podcast from 7 News.
Brad Arthur isn't certain where Blaise Talangi's best position is. All he knows is he wants to lock him down long term.
All the indications from us are that he is the future of the club. The only question that I've asked him is, does he want to beat the club? And he told me he does.
Dylan Brown also given extra responsibility with Gutherson out injured. Arthur handing him the co-captaincy in an intimate meeting at his house.
He got there around 6 o'clock and sat down. You know, Michelle was cooking when Buds was there, and he just sat there. And by the time he left, it was an hour and a half. I was wanting him to get out of the house. I wanted to go to bed. Most guys would just call in for the 5 minutes, get the news and go.
The coach trying to keep the momentum of his number six going with the impending return of Mitch Moses as early as next week.
When Mitchell comes back, we want to be able to have Dylan not go into his shell and, you know, well, Mitch can do this, Mitch can do that.
Arthur impressed by his team's response against the Seagulls after spraying them as part-time footballers. The Broncos, the perfect test of their ability to turn the season around.
I didn't enjoy doing that and disrespecting the players like that. And I hope I'll never have to do it again. But the response was evident.
Jaleesa Rapps, 7 News.